Hey guys, you're welcome to another thrilling episode of the Scotch Podcast with Mabel. I hope you are doing good. If you are listening for the first time, thank you so very much for clicking that link. And if you're a regular, thank you so much for sticking with me. Last week on the show, my mom and I, we talked about five things our parents never told us. And she tried to justify some of the African parents' actions, which were not at all justified, but anyhow, what to do. Today on the show, I am going to be talking about validation, self-validation, my validation. A lot of us already know what validation is. Validation is seeking approval from people for your feelings or from what you do. Basically, seeking approval. That is the summary of validation. And last weekend, I went out. I and my friends were talking, and I saw a writing. And my validation is all that matters, and it got me thinking. It got me really, really thinking, and I'm like, there was that point where my validation wasn't all that mattered. I've said it on the show. Growing up, I did a lot of people pleasing. I wanted to be everybody's friend. I wanted everybody to like me. I wanted you to be approved, or I needed approval for everything. I wanted. It's, you know, looking back, I am so grateful for the growth. So it's, if you say something you do not like about me, trust me, I'm going to change like this. In a twinkle of an eye, I'm going to be that person that you want me to be. So imagine doing that to 10 persons. You are different people to 10 different persons, because I'm like, you want me like this, done. You want me like this, done. You want this, okay, done. So literally, I became a chameleon. I could blend into, I could be, you know that song, I could be your favorite dream or your worst nightmare. Just tell me what works for you. And it was because I didn't have that self-confidence. I didn't believe in myself. I didn't know myself, to be honest. I didn't know my capabilities. I didn't know what I could do, what I couldn't do. I didn't know what I liked and what I didn't like. I was afraid to stand up for myself. I was afraid to speak out. I was afraid to be the image in my head that I knew I was. I was just scared. I was scared that you won't like this person. I was scared that I will say the wrong words that will hurt you. I was scared about a lot of things for no apparent reason. I just didn't have that self-confidence and self-love, which it went on for a long period of time, for a very long period of time. And I can honestly say it was when I came to UAE. That's when I had a time away from my family. So it's like they threw me into the world, go and fend for yourself. And I was like, okay, I am going to have to start taking responsibilities. I am going to start being accountable for myself, for my actions. I'm going to do me regardless of what anybody thought. And it was scary. It was really, really scary. I'm like, what if I hurt this person? What if this person does? And till now, I can say there are sometimes maybe my mom says something that, you know, I need to do, and I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm gonna fix it. But like, I stepped into that place where I'm like, you know what? If you don't like me, I want to give the middle finger. Like, you know what? It's not about you. It's about me. It's about what I want. It's about what I like. It's about, and you are just going to have to roll with it. So one thing I had to discover, or I had to let sink into my head, is people are going to talk about you regardless. People are going to have issues with you regardless. People will always have something to say. You cannot please everybody. Which I tried to do. Oh, did I try? I tried so much. I tried so much to please. I remember when I started doing my skits, yeah. I sent the first video. I sent it to my friend of mine, Ilo, and I was like, what's up? This is what I just did. Do you think I should post it? And she was like, if you want to post it, post it. I'm like, what if people don't like it? If you want to post it, post it. Whether people don't like it, people like it, is what you want to do. So do it. And she was someone, she doesn't know it, but she's someone that I looked up to in that aspect. Like, I saw how confident she was. She's doing her own thing, regardless of her background, regardless of what you say, regardless of anything. She was doing what she wanted to do. And then me and my mom, we got close, and she started empowering me with her words and be like, this is, people will find something to say. If you do it like this, you do it like how, people will find something to say. So why don't you do it the way you want to? And even if nobody else is happy, you are happy, right? At least you're happy doing what you want to do. Even if it goes wrong, be like, this is what I wanted to do. It went wrong, but it's what I wanted to do. I had joy doing this. So yeah, it's a lot of times we seek validation from other people, from our family, from our friends, from our partners, we seek validation from everybody, subconsciously, and it's okay in a way. It's you don't have an issue. Trust me, you're perfectly normal. But it's when it affects you, when it's now deeply implanted, it's now part and parcel of you, that if this person doesn't say yes, I'm not going to do it. If this person doesn't approve, if this person must like me, I must do this in order for this, I must do that. That I feel that is where the problem is. You should be your number one supporter. You should have the self-confidence. You should have... So I was writing this down in my journal, and I was like, there was a year that I wanted guys to like me. We don't have to have anything, but I just want you to like me. Like, both genders, but especially guys. Like, I so want you to like me. Tell me what, I'm a very good conversationist. Tell me what you like and watch me be that person. Oh my God. And then I was writing that, I was like, hi, did you fall your hand, girl? Did you fall your hand? I'm like, but now I look at myself in the mirror, there was this judging, like I was always judging myself, judging my actions, I felt I wasn't good enough. But before you even, people are talking, I'd be like, what do you want to tell me? What, criticism do you want to give that I already have not given myself? Because I'm like, I look at myself in the mirror and there is no confidence, there's no self-esteem, there's just, you have to tell me I'm beautiful for me to feel beautiful. You have to tell me, jiget. But now I look at the mirror and I'm like, girl. And I'm like, it didn't happen overnight. It really did not happen overnight. I said, when I moved to the UAE, that was like 2 years ago. Because I like, if I keep being the way I am, people are going to take advantage of me. One, I'm going to become a pushover. I wasn't meant to be a pushover. Like, I wasn't. I really wasn't. So it's, as hard as it is, don't seek people's validation. I mean, just don't. You are your number one supporter. First, you have to work on having this self-love. Yeah. Love yourself. Love yourself enough to know that I can make decisions and they won't always be, you know, top-notch. They won't always go the way I envision it to be. And that's okay. I can make mistakes. It's okay. I won't beat myself up for making mistakes. I don't need you to approve of my actions, approve of my words, approve of this, approve of my dressing, approve of the food I eat, approve what I do. I don't need it. The fact that I ask you for your advice doesn't mean I need it. Okay. Listen. Feedback is good, But regardless, I am still going to do what I want. You know when you say begin with the year words, you tell them something and it's still what they want to do that they'll still do. But in a good way, you know, in a good way is me having that I'm confident in my actions, I'm confident in my decisions. And even if I fuck up, I am going to own up to my fuck up. But yeah, it's my validation is all that matters. The fact that I approve of me is all that matters. I have that confidence. I have that self-esteem. And trust me, that is sexy regardless of your gender. Having self-confidence, when you walk into the room, you walk like you own it. Walk like, I know, send you. You get, like, whatever it is, in whatever area, have it like at the front of your mind. This is my advice, my two cents. Have it at the front of your mind that my approval is what really matters to me. Your approval is what matters to you. Mine is what matters to me. I am responsible for my actions. So it's me. At the end of the day, it's me. Nobody is going to love me more than I love me, except God. That is it. So it's me at the end of the day. So my feelings is what matters to me. My health, my emotional, physical, mental health, everything is, it's not the way you want it. You are not going to live your life through me. You have your life. Live it the way you want to. And give me the chance to live my life the way I want to. No, I don't want you to make the mistakes that I did. You know, learn from me. Learn from, life is the best teacher. Be like, you know, it's better to learn from other people's mistakes than making them yourself. In as much as that is, give me your advice. Or do not expect me to heed 100% to what you say. Give me that room. Give yourself that room to make mistakes. Do not let other people's opinion control you. Do not let it rule you. Be your amazing self. You are a speck, as I said. You're a royal person. You are beautiful. You are unique in your own way. Do not try to live another person's life. Do not try to be another person. Just embrace the amazing entity that you are and watch yourself, you know, flourish. It's really all that. And since I came into that, you know, your opinion really doesn't, if you say something I don't like, I'ma block you and just move on. You know, I'm not gonna let you ruin my day. I'm not gonna let you try to live my life for me. And it's going pretty well, you know. It can be, you know, it does have the downside where, you know, you're strong-headed and nobody can get to you. And yes, do not be that person. You know, they say too much of everything is bad. Just know where to draw the line, you know. In as much as my validation matters, I am going to hear what you have to say. I'm going to take in your advice. And if it's, yeah, but me taking your advice won't let it have so much influence over me that I begin to lose myself. I no longer have my own identity. In whatever it is, I still retain my identity. I don't know if I'm making sense, but that is all the time I have for today. Okay, guys, do tell me what you think. Tell me how it was for you, if you were always, you know, the self-confident, loving, amazing person that you are. If it wasn't always that way, let me know what made it that way. If you are there yet, or you are working to be that person, share your opinions with me. There is a section on Spotify that says, tell me what you think about this episode. You can just put it there, or you can put it in a comment section on Instagram. Let me know what you think. You can slide into my DM. And if there is a topic you do want me to talk about, do let me know. Do not forget, this is my two cents, my opinion. If you do not agree with it, it's okay. If you do agree with it, it's okay. It's really, you know, life ain't hard. But I love you, okay? Remember, your mental health is a priority. We are all working to be the better versions of ourselves. And this is one of the ways I have been able to be a better version of myself. I stopped relying on other people's support, other people's feedback, and started believing in my power. I started believing in myself to be able to do and undo. And I am still learning, to be honest. I am still discovering parts of me that I didn't even know that was there. But I am one hell of a woman. I am becoming one hell of a woman. I am going to be one hell of a woman. And it excites me. I will talk to you guys on the other episode. Tell your lovers, tell your friends, tell your haters to listen to the podcast. Do not forget, this is the Squash Podcast with Mabel Benita. Bye.